Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where maybe, just maybe, the possibility that they may work this thing out to raise the debt ceiling, which shouldn't be the hardest lift possible for the members of Congress of the United States, that may have given a jolt to the stock market, which was down earlier today and down substantially and then bounced back. Ended up 100 points up the Dow Jones, and that's a good thing. And maybe, just maybe, dealing with that problem may also lead us to deal more successfully with all of the disagreements about COVID vaccines. Now, there should be no controversy about COVID itself. The virus is serious. It has claimed 700,000 of our countrymen. More than. It continues to claim a startling number of people who are hospitalized or die every day. It is going on. And yet the biggest argument would seem to be that the virus is a less serious problem right now than vaccine mandates, which have produced so much hysteria all around the country. If you can explain that, if you think that's rational, that people should be more upset and more worried about vaccines than they are about the virus itself, you can give us a call, 1-800-955-1776. And yes, there was a piece in the New York Times, pardon me, the LA Times, no, it was the Seattle Times. I got the right Times there. Sorry about the flub. But it was in the Seattle Times about a local woman who apparently died 2 weeks after being vaccinated. And she died because of a reaction to the vaccine. And they do keep careful track at the CDC. And they have been keeping careful track since the vaccines were made available to people. She is the fourth person to be documented to actually have died in response to the vaccine. Now, that is compared when people say the vaccines are more devastating than the virus. Compare 700,000 to four. No, not 400,000. 700,000 to four. That's a very, very decisive number. So it seems to me that in spite of those numbers and all of the evidence around us, the idea that this continues to go on as some kind of a civil war, there's another report today locally in Seattle that there are people who are leaving their jobs, not because they're forced out of them, but because they don't want to deal with vaccines. And there are even people who are angry, bitter, hateful regarding private businesses that want to impose not vaccine mandates, but just vaccine rules for people who come into their place of business. There are no, repeat, no zero zip nada legal civil rights protections for anti-vaxxers. You can have your opinion. You can express your opinion. You can go ahead and not get a vaccine, but that doesn't mean that somebody who doesn't want to open a coffee shop to you or a restaurant to you or any other facility to you unless you show a vaccine, somebody privately has the right to do that. Is that a constitutional violation? 1-800-955-1776. That came up with a Snohomish County suburb here in the state of Washington. And King 5 reported on a Mill Creek coffee shop that was targeted with hate. Why? Well, because of the COVID-19 vaccination. Listen.
Joyce, Snohomish County does not require proof of vaccination to enter any workplaces, but the folks here at Mixed Coffee and Community do, and they're allowed to do that. But it is stirring up quite a bit of controversy.
Mixed Coffee and Community is a rich blend of caffeine and culture. Owner Savannah Jackson created it as a place where people can come together, just like her Ecuadorian mom and African-American dad.
We're a mixed family. I'm a mixed kid. We're mixing drinks. We're mixing communities.
But one thing has divided some customers here, Savannah's mandatory vaccine policy for anyone who wants to dine in at her shop. She says it's in response to her grandmother nearly dying of COVID last year.
And that was 96 days of saying goodbye to her. It's hard, and I don't want anyone to go through what I've been through with it. And I don't want anyone to go through losing someone because of my store.
And, okay, you can understand with her experience, it sounds like her grandmother survived after 96 days, but it can be a horrible thing, particularly for an older person. And so she might have, and be entitled to have, strong feelings about vaccine, but how did her neighbors and customers and potential customers react? Listen.
But the policy wasn't well received by some who targeted Savannah and her staff with racist messages and threats.
Telling me to go drink out of my own water fountain because I'm segregating, just like they did to my people in the 50s and 60s and stuff.
And it's Can we stop for just a moment? They're telling me to go drink out of her own water fountain because she's segregating just like they did in the 50s and 60s. Look, if you were not allowed to sit at a given lunch counter because you were black, it's not an easy thing to, quote, change your identification from black to white. And of course, it's impossible. This is an inherent characteristic that has no impact or no negative impact on anybody else. But there is a potential negative impact if somebody is unvaccinated and maybe conveying the disease in a form that is far more virulent and dangerous and symptomatic than would be likely to somebody who is vaccinated. Now, in other words, to say that you prefer to have white customers rather than black customers is not in any way analogous to saying I would rather have vaccinated customers than unvaccinated customers, because being unvaccinated is a matter of choice. And the idea that there should be some sort of civil rights protection or some kind of equivalent, this is like those foolish people we talked about it most recently in Anchorage, Alaska, who try to analogize themselves as unvaccinated people. They wear a yellow star. As if they are being persecuted like the Nazis persecuted the Jews. Can't people who oppose vaccinations at least recognize that the other side, people who may not want to welcome you the same way they would welcome somebody who has taken the care to get vaccinated, to recognize that that may have a rational basis to it? It's not just a matter of prejudice. Here is the rest of the broadcast from Channel 7 about Mill Creek. Listen.
To be just so hateful towards other people. We are people.
The backlash prompted Savannah to take to Instagram, tearfully pleading with people to just be decent to each other. Customers notified of the policy today were put off, but respectful. Tiffany Anderson believes getting vaccinated should be her own choice.
So I want to support small business, but I don't know if I would be back.
That's the price Savannah's willing to pay, making it transparent that she will not compromise her beliefs or her community by backing off her policy.
I'm going to continue to lead with love and just try and keep everyone safe.
At the end of the day, Savannah says she has received much more support than she has abuse during the course of this controversy, and for that, she is grateful. Live in Mill Creek tonight, Eric Wilkinson, King 5 News.
Is this going to be an issue in the forthcoming elections? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show. He's called capitalism the greatest thing humanity ever accomplished, and he warns that socialism is trickle-up poverty. He's internationally acclaimed Whole Foods CEO and free market champion, John Mackey, the keynote speaker at this year's Washington Policy Center annual dinner in Bellevue at the Hyatt Regency. Yup, in person in Bellevue at the Hyatt Regency on October 1st. Tickets and information, WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, one of the questions that I just posed right before we went to the break was, okay, right now the number one issue in the country, according to the Gallup poll, is what are we going to do about the COVID-19 pandemic? What's the proper handling for it? And in other words, they ask in this issues poll, what is the most important issue to you? And that's the question that they ask. And the most important issue in the country is not national security. It's not the rising murder rate. It's not inflation. All of those are serious. It's not even prosperity in general. The number one issue for Americans, according to the brand new Gallup poll that was taken September 1st to September 17th all across the country, the most important issue is the coronavirus and what you do about it. And other polls have shown overwhelmingly that people believe that vaccine mandates, mandates in business, and even a substantial number of Republicans, it's true, Republicans are less likely to endorse the mandates than Democrats, but it's still between 40 and 45%. It's nearly half. I mean, this is one of the things that if you talk to people who are serious about actually winning elections as Republicans, and if you're not serious about winning elections, then what are you doing in politics, really? And the Republicans who are serious about winning elections want to either avoid COVID as a political issue, and it shouldn't be a political issue, or at least avoid association with anti-vaccine activists who, by the way, are not popular. The idea of attacking this woman in Mill Creek, Washington, which is a comfortable, beautiful, overwhelmingly white suburb, and they happen to have a black and Latino mixture running this mixed coffee shop and sound like nice people, and they want people to come into their coffee shop who have vaccines. Why should that arouse anybody's hostility, for goodness sake? If you choose not to get a vaccine, why is it so outrageous to ask you to choose not to come into the coffee shop? 1-800-955-1776. The other news in this poll is incredibly good news for Republicans, because what it shows is that the GOP is now viewed as the better party for security and prosperity. And this is exceedingly rare. And why is the GOP going up? Is it because there have been so many big rallies for the GOP? Has it been because they've achieved so much in their minority status? No, it's because Biden and the Democrats are lousing things up badly. Listen to this about what CNN, again, talks about inflation and the price of energy, the price of gas. It impacts us all. This is clip 8.
The price of energy is soaring, which means soaring. We're all going to be paying more. How much more? Here's what we know. The price of oil today hitting levels we haven't seen since 2014. CNN's Matt Egan joins us now. Matt, how bad is it? Just how worse will it get?
Well, Anna, like so many other things right now, supply simply is not keeping up with demand. So that's why we've seen U.S. oil prices top $79 a barrel for the first time since late 2014. It's an amazing move when you remember that oil prices crashed below zero in April of 2020, as you can see on that chart. At one point, it got to as low as negative $40 a barrel. Now, the main issue today is that OPEC and its allies are not returning supply very quickly at all. They've been very gradual. They are not heeding calls from the White House to aggressively return production to pre-COVID levels. U.S. oil companies, they've also been very slow to add supply. At the same time, demand has picked up as people drive more and they fly and they start commuting more. Anna, all of this explains why we're starting to hear from some people on Wall Street calling for $90 or even $100 oil on the way.
Ooh. Oof is right. We're going to be speaking about that with Governor Rick Perry, former Secretary of Energy for President Trump. He's going to be joining us on the show tomorrow. And then they are grocery shoppers talking to another network, not noted to be pro-Republican, about why it is that Republicans all of a sudden are inspiring a lot more confidence on this economic issue. This is clip 6. Listen.
Shortages at the store. Markets all across the nation low on many grocery items. And not only is there a shortage on supplies, prices are at record highs.
This woman says her grocery bill has been slowly climbing over the past few weeks.
The prices are just so high. She's not alone.
Everything just seems to be $1 to $2 higher. It just is all, this creep has just happened, and it's very expensive.
Prices are going up high.
What have you noticed a price increase? Like what goods?
Everything.
According to new figures released by the Labor Department, wholesale inflation jumped more than 8% from August of 2020 compared to August of this year. That's the biggest gain on record since the department started tracking it more than a decade ago.
We haven't seen anything yet. Prices are going to continue to go up for a good year and a half.
Phil Lembert is the editor of SupermarketGuru.com and a food industry analyst.
The biggest increases that we're going to see has to do with anything with animals, whether it's eggs or milk or pork or beef.
Okay, I'm not entirely sure why animals so much. But here's an amazing thing. It's just an amazing thing when you think about it. Right now, the public has overwhelming advantage for the GOP in terms of handling the prosperity. Its 9-point edge on prosperity is the largest since 2014 for the GOP, and they also have national security advantage of 15 percentage points, which party you prefer. Dramatic. And again, generally, when people ask which side do you have the most confidence on economically, people in the past have said Democrats more often than Republicans. But now a 9-point advantage. And the question about this is, okay, what does it mean if people continue to view the economy as a secondary issue and the primary issue is COVID-19? And what does it mean when the Democrats in Olympia, Washington, have imposed a new long-term care insurance system and folks are just beginning to get the bills or to even understand it? We'll talk about that with the Washington Policy Center coming up on the MedVet Show.
Can I just say that you do more for radio than what high definition will ever do for television?
This is the Michael MedVet Show.
Better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Arlington and Grand Prairie police saying Timothy Simpkins was captured this afternoon. It's believed he shot at least three people inside Timberland High, west of Dallas, during a fight. Arlington Assistant Police Chief Kevin Colby says the rest of the student body is safe.
I also wanted to say good news is that all our students have now been evacuated from the school. We had about 1,700 students here at Timberview High School, and we're glad that they're safe.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is offering Democrats a short-term deal on extending the federal debt limit. McConnell saying Republicans are willing to agree to extend the debt limit to December. That would temporarily avoid a looming default on debt obligations by October 18th. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There are all kinds of problems for one-party rule, whether you're talking about China or Afghanistan or the state of Washington. And I'm not comparing the Democrats in Olympia to the Red Chinese or to the Taliban. But still, it's a great pleasure to talk to Elizabeth Hovde, who is director of the Centers for Worker Rights and Healthcare here in the state of Washington, about something that I think has snuck up on a lot of us, which is this new statewide mandatory tax we're supposed to be paying unless we opt out for long-term care insurance. Okay, when is the deadline that you can get out of paying this tax, Elizabeth?
Well, that's interesting. There's two parts to it. You need to have your own private long-term care plan in place before November 1st to even apply for an exemption. And the exemption runs from October 1st, a few days ago it opened up, until December of next year.
I see. Generally, for most people, would they be paying more in new taxes than they would in terms of private long-term care insurance?
It all depends on your situation, your age, your income. For some people, it's a much better deal to go with long-term care as far as how much it will cost you. For some people, paying in this amount, if their income is low, this might be a better monetary month-to-month thing for now. The problem comes at the end of the day when you look at the lifetime benefit of the state program. It's $36,500, which is an insufficient amount of money for most people to take care of their long-term care needs. All the while, the state is saying, you now have peace of mind. You can not worry about long-term care. And I think the state's job is to be using lawmakers' bully pulpits to say, a lot of us need long-term care. Better start planning for it because it's going to come and it costs a lot.
Right, rather than basically for a typical household, sort of say middle-aged, middle-income, what is the tax going to be for this long-term care insurance? And the long-term care insurance, for people who don't know and should, is a lot of people today, because we're living longer and they can keep us alive longer, need special care at some point when you're ill. The long-term care insurance pays a great deal toward that if you have a good insurance policy. Would this effort, what would this cost, this so-called peace of mind the government's promising?
The peace of mind costs 58 cents per $100 of income with no income limit. So if you're making $50,000 a year, you're paying $290 a year. If you're making $100,000 a year, you're paying $580 and so on. And this isn't even a good deal, in my opinion, for low-income workers. Even if you're putting in a low amount of money to get a bigger amount of money, what you're doing is you're taxing low-income workers now for a benefit, well, not a benefit, for something they'd already received. We have a safety net called Medicaid that some people use for their long-term care needs. It is an ideal, and it isn't what we should all be aiming for, especially if we have resources. But what we're doing is taxing these low-income people now for essentially going on Medicaid, which they'd be going on anyway if they need long-term care.
How could it be that something this complicated could be imposed on the entire population of the state of Washington when folks don't even really know about it?
It's disturbing to me that it's been a law since 2019, and just in this last year, it was revamped to close a window of opt-out time, and no one yet really knew about this law at all. We had, what, 2.5, 3 years to be forming the rules, and Employment Security Department was still crafting the rules. They're still crafting the rules. and the information campaign has just gone out. So when the legislative session ended in March, April, I started talking about, oh, you better get ready. This payroll tax is coming for you in January. And you have a chance to opt out if it's the right decision for you, if it's affordable. I know in my case, I was able to find a plan that would serve me better, I think, in all aspects over the long run. But not everybody could do that. And now the industry has shut down so that no one can opt out, essentially, unless you have long-term insurance. There are some riders that you can look into. The best thing is to talk to an insurance agent because there's only a few days left to get an insurance policy that satisfies payroll tax.
Now, this is one of those things where there's virtually no hope, is there, that Olympia will change course on this, so that basically people who want to opt out, and by the way, this is me, I have long-term care insurance, I had it years ago, and I think it's an okay deal, and this thing is really deeply annoying because we're talking about a couple of weeks. You have a, up at the Washington Policy Center, you have a special yellow brick road that people can follow to opting out if they want to of the state's long-term insurance possibility. How does that work?
Yeah, I put up a blog of guidance for people who are looking into doing this. You know, our desire is to talk about policy and policy decisions and making better policy in the state of Washington, but because the state has offered so little information and help to people about how to go about this, I've went ahead and gone there and talked about process. What you need to do is log on to the Washington Cares Fund website, which is wacaresfund.org, and there is a page on that website called Exemptions. You go to that page, and there's a button near the bottom of that page that says Apply for an Exemption, I think is what it says, Apply for Exemption or something like that. And you click on it, and it takes you to instructions on how to go about this. It's somewhat complicated in that you have to create a secure Access Washington account, so be ready to have your proof of identification uploaded, like a driver's license, things like that. But the instructions are there. You follow them, and then you are submitted into this area of waiting to see if your application is accepted. You only have to confirm a few things, that you have long-term care, that you're giving up the state's ability or the state's benefit in the future. So the opt-out is fairly easy, but getting through it is a little bit complex.
Well, given the fact that it's so difficult to get an exemption, I mean, it kind of says something about how difficult it would be to get a benefit years from now, doesn't it?
Well, it's not. I wouldn't say it's hard to get an exemption at this point. In fact, I'm afraid that it's a little bit too easy to get an exemption. You know, having people just say they have long-term care without any kind of mechanism that I see detailing where you have that plan or when you bought it. And, of course, ESD can come, or DSHS, I'm not sure which one, I think it's ESD, can come back and ask you for more information. But the industry is really... Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, we don't have much more time, but people should take heed right now, and you can find out more about the background and how this works at Washington Policy Center. Link at michaelmedved.com. Washington Policy Center. Elizabeth, thanks for the clarification. We'll be right back. Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
On the Michael Medved Show, it's the kind of bureaucratic nightmare that we're talking about there with this new long-term care insurance program that the Democrats have imposed in Olympia. And the difficulty even in individuals dealing with it for their own benefit. And that's one of the reasons why the new Gallup poll that I was just speaking about reports that for the first time ever, an actual majority of people, and this goes all the way back to the 1980s, the first time ever you have a majority of the public, a majority, not just a plurality, saying they trust the Republicans more with the economy than they trust the Democrats. And they also trust the Republicans more with security than they do the Democrats. The last time that more than half of Americans said they trust the Republicans to handle the issue of prosperity and continued prosperity and the economy, never. Never. They, never before did they have a majority of Republicans, a majority of people feeling that way about the Republicans in their favor. And one of the reasons that I am deeply concerned about the impact of this fight over vaccines, and the reason I don't believe that it's going to basically be a factor in the election, and I certainly hope it won't be, because for goodness sake, when you're talking about people's health, it shouldn't be a political issue. It shouldn't be picking one side or another. It should be picking the side that is most likely to protect people. And this came in, it's an email, and we do get lots of emails. Of course we do, and I respect them all, and I'm glad to receive them. And let me share with you what we heard from David in beautiful Eatonville, Washington, right in the shadow of Mount Rainier. He says, I have no respect for that business. He's talking about that coffee shop in Mill Valley, Washington, that was requiring vaccine proof before they served a customer. He says, I have no respect for that business or any other business or anyone, including you, Michael, who demands people show their health status and vaccine status. I'm particularly frustrated with the anti-science view that ignores natural immunity. My wife has been told by two doctors not to get the vaccine. and my kids have all had the virus and now have natural immunity. Why are you, as my 20-year cultural crusader, thank you for listening, joining the absurd crusade to demand people who don't need the vaccine get it? There is no such crusade. There are exemptions, and by the way, all the figures about how these vaccine mandates are working include literally hundreds of people in smaller businesses or in larger organizations, including the Seattle Police Department, which is coming up, and they also have to deal with the mandate. There are apparently a lot of cops who have successfully gotten exemptions. And they're not exemptions because we don't want to take the vaccine. It's the exemption because, just as you say here, you've been told by a doctor it's a better idea not to. And again, thank God, if you have a doctor, you have access to a doctor, and you can get an opinion, that kind of exemption should be fine. And maybe for dealing with people like this private business that you're talking about that didn't want to serve people without a proof of a vaccine, maybe there should be some alternative card that shows that you have an exemption card, that you don't have a vaccine, you don't have an exemption. The question here, David, is that given the fact, by the way, two statistics, the American Medical Association, and they just reported this in Forbes, this is doctors, this is people who work in healthcare for a living, obviously. It's people we trust with our lives, with our health, with our children, with our families. 96% of doctors are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 in the United States. We heard from our guests from Evergreen Health, who are experts in dealing with this directly, it's 97% of doctors are vaccinated. Virtually overwhelmingly support mandates. And for you're talking about natural immunity, one of the advantages to natural immunity is that when people have the vaccination, apparently they have if you have gotten that natural immunity before Delta, and it's not a natural immunity for Delta, you will have a more effective protection against a symptomatic and devastating version of the virus. The idea that, and again, this is recommended not by every single doctor, but by the wealth of people who want us to stay healthy and to get better and to avoid disastrous consequences, that the vaccines do provide better protection than the natural immunity does, which is why where the vaccines are given, there is less suffering, less contraction of the disease, less hospitalization and intubation or death than there is in areas that have been previously devastated by the vaccine. Just look at the numbers. Places that have been previously devastated by the vaccine, particularly in the South, in Alaska now, they all of a sudden, it's not that the number of people have gone down because people have gotten natural immunity. The virus has been raging. Some of the same parts of the country that have had tremendous infection rates and remain with low vaccination rates are still in trouble. The vaccination does a better job at actually lowering the numbers. And the point is that, look, it's medicine. You do the best you can. And for us to do less than the best we can, those of us who are given the gift of a chance to speak to people about this, I am gratified if I can get one extra person, and I hope more than that, to take this disease seriously, as you should, and actually consider, at least, the advantages of getting vaccinated. Okay, there's a new movie out there, which is actually maybe worth paying attention to. It's a little independent film. It's a film festival favorite. But it's about two cousins who are reunited by a death in the scenic Hudson Valley in New York. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed. It's time for Entertainment Minute.
There's a film festival favorite that's just now getting a major national distribution about two long-separated cousins who come together for a bittersweet, often very funny journey while carrying a mysterious bronze canister. It's called Hudson. Now available for rent on multiple streaming services.
Hey, what is that thing?
Oh, this is my mom. My cousin's driving me to the willow tree at Cherry Ridge to scatter her ashes.
That's David Neil Levin, who's excellent as an oddball loner who's never seemed to grow up. And along with his cousin Gregory Lay, a frustrated filmmaker, and a free-spirited hitchhiker played by Mary Catherine Greenewalt, these three outcast characters make for good traveling companions in their scenic trip along New York State's Hudson Valley. It's not officially rated, but would probably merit a PG-13, where superior performances carry the day. 3 stars for the original, unusual, and appealing Hudson. And coming up this week, we're going to be doing some of the biggest movies of the year. The new James Bond film, for instance, that we'll be covering on Friday. Tomorrow, we'll be welcoming former Energy Secretary Rick Perry to talk about why the oil prices are going up so rapidly and disastrously and what we can do about it. We'll also be speaking to former Governor of Texas, Rick Perry, same guy, but talking to him about the border crisis in his state and where we go from here. Once lauded as heroes and heroines, healthcare workers, nurses in particular, are now spat on and threatened every day at work. Why? We'll deal with that as well. And the Quinnipiac poll puts the GOP way ahead, even more ahead than it's been before previous GOP landslides concerning 2022. How could that all be blown to smithereens? Well, it could be, but otherwise it provokes the idea of, yes, some political changes are coming for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.